Greetings, dear family. We read in 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. Mother Claire began, "Oh Lord, you've been so good to me. Thank you for drawing me into your side. Wow. I love to draw you into my side where I can enjoy your love for me and I can infuse you with power to handle all the difficulties of this life. May I say, it won't be much longer now?" Beloved heart dwellers, nobody needs to tell you that we are living in perilous times. Our president barely missed death by a great stroke of providential mercy. And by the way, please do not confuse what is written in Revelation 13 about the Antichrist's head wound. President Trump did not receive a mortal wound, which is what will help to identify the Antichrist. How do I take that, Jesus? Listening to President Trump left me with a feeling that there is going to be a firestorm revival when all the evil will be purged. No, beloved, quite the contrary. This is all part of the pruning and reconstruction process. That is the pulling down of strongholds that first must happen. I have told you how this will go, and it is still slated to happen. Lord, I was so moved by his speech and felt like I was standing in agreement with him and that all those things were possible. He continued, "That is the way speeches are supposed to go. They are calculated to move you in the right direction. Claire, a man plans his way, but I order his steps. Nonetheless, some of those things are going to happen. Because of the nation's prayers and response to pray, many good things will come out of it. But you know the old must be destroyed completely before we can rebuild. The state of corruption of this world is reflected in the magma that is moving from one place to another and spewing out. It's as if the earth is trying to eject evil. Even the animals are responding violently. The decay is so widespread. It's like decaying bones with rotten teeth. There is no fix for that. It isn't just America. It's every single nation on earth eaten away by corruption. The earth must be purged by fire, and then what is healthy can be established. These graces will have a mitigating effect on what is evil. There is a sifting taking place. Those who believe in me and those who believe in themselves. Satan will coddle those, but the believers will be harshly persecuted and ostracized. I need 3 rosaries a day. You are hearing me right. Fasting is also appropriate. Move forward with my Father's house. There will be very liberating dynamics coming forth from exercises in that book. And here the Lord is talking about a book written by Joseph O'Connor, set in World War II. It is inspired by the true story of Monsignor Hugh O'Flattery, who together with his accomplices risked his life to smuggle thousands out of occupied Rome right under the nose of his Nazi nemesis. It's a page-turner. Jesus continued, "Do as much as you can to proclaim liberty to the captives, to disengage from the sins of past cultures. This is where repentance comes in. It is yet the most powerful for mitigating punishment. the sins are not clearly seen or taken responsibility for. For instance, slave labor in the manufacturing of clothing. How can a nation who strips human beings of their dignity draw profit from the misery it causes others? Every nation in the world has been a part of that. Those things that are purchased very cheaply cost many the right to a good life, making hopeless robots out of third world people. There is nowhere you can go, nowhere you can look, where you will find justice in the labor force. Greed has corrupted and eroded human dignity everywhere, making it possible for militant armies to spring up from the grassroots of a corrupted nation. America is hated for its exploitation of poor countries, thus adding to the oppression. The cries of injustice and outrage have reached deep into my father's heart, until there is no remedy but to destroy completely the old system. Wickedness has proliferated to such a degree that it fills heaven with its stench. No, my love, things are not going to get better. The Muslims will be the scourge I use to punish this nation. What speaks for you is the faith of the people, who without secret agendas went to these poor nations to bring them the gospel, medical aid, and food. This speaks loudly in your defense. Charity indeed covers a multitude of sins. And that was the end of his message.